another episode of IT Talk with Diva Sok. I know it's been long, but yeah, I was not feeling well lately. But then today also I wake up quite sad, so I thought this little positive self-talk will help. So the today's topic is self-love. I know this is something really personal, and it depends from person to person, but for me, self-love is all about making your personal, physical and emotional well-being a priority. So I think it's something we should all must take care. We should take care of ourselves before expecting others to do that. I mean, it's amazing if you do that. If you can believe in yourself, have that faith in yourself that yes, when days are not, when you have some difficulties, you are all you have, you know. You are all you have. So, yeah. So, whenever I face something very difficult or I am going through something really difficult, I think believing in myself that yes, this will pass, this will be over. Well, not tomorrow, not soon, but yeah, it will pass, it will eventually pass. That belief you have to have in yourself. Then another thing is loving yourself. Acceptance. Like, you need to accept yourself fully. Like, I am capable of all the things. I am capable of loving myself. You know what we do? We give all our love to other people and then we regret, like, we are unhappy, we are not fully, we actually seek others' love before we give it to ourselves. So I think it's high time we should talk about self-love. It's very important. And in today's world, social distancing and all those stuffs, you are all you have. Come on, you need to love yourself first. Need to prioritize yourself first before anyone else. You need to dedicate some time of yourself just to you. You can do some stuff. Like, you're having a really, really busy day, but you need to take out some time for yourself. Maybe read a book, listen to some music, or cook something, whatever it might be. But dedicate some time to yourself. Like, it's complete me time. Like, I am, like, keep your phone aside. Don't get involved with other thoughts and all. Just keep yourself happy. That's all it matters, right? Enjoying your own company. That's what really matters the most. Like, for instance, when I feel extremely low or anything, one thing I do is play a song, which for me is, it's Lehenga. Whenever I'm sad, this is like my happy song. Like, I was so obsessed with this song. Like, I kept it as my morning alarm, my ringtone and everything. I made sure, like, all my friends, I listened to this song. So yeah, that's one happy song for me, which really lifts my mood whenever I'm sad or whatever. So I think, I'm sure all of you might have one happy song which really helps, you know, when you're not feeling good about yourself or whatever. And then another thing about self-love is taking some important decisions. Like, I know sometimes some decisions are very hard, some choices are very hard to make, which you think are not right for you or whatever. At that point of time, you feel like, no, it's I cannot do this, I cannot take this decision. But I feel like you should take some decision that are for your own interest. Like, it's not selfish at all if you take any decision that is beneficial for you. I mean, it's not at all selfish. In fact, it's very nice if you are doing something for yourself. You are all that matters at the end of the day. I will really focus on this word, you. And I'll really, really, really talk about this. I can continue talking about myself entire day. And I'm not at all self-obsessed. I mean, a bit, but yeah, not like that. And I don't think there is anything wrong if you are keeping yourself or prioritizing yourself the most. It's nice if you can do that. I think I have lot and lot more to talk about self-love. But yeah, if you have some questions or if you want to ask me any question or want me to address certain questions, you can send them on my Insta handle, that is @divasuk, or you can send an email to me on sukanyaghosh369@gmail.com. So yeah, bye. Until next time, take care, stay happy, stay blessed. Bye.